in your Tosis, as known as the Rambam over Shabbos, which is quite different than I wanted to suggest in the Rambam last week. Rambam Perichof, Rambam says, he's on our Mishnah, Eid Mishayidu al Echod, Mershiuhu Resha, Shein Boy, Loy Malkus Loyki, Mammon, Vakach Huzmu, Rey Loyki, Nachdish Loyzomu al Kasu, Ze, Loyl Chai Bimammon. And it means that then of our Mishnah. Ketzad, Kachan Chol, etc. But even though there's no Kashi Zamam, you're not being trying to hire a moment of Malchus, but you get Malchus. The Rambam, when he told about the case, he said, "Eidim she'idu al echod v'rshi'uhu resha she'ein boy." And Malchus the moment. The Rambam does say, as a Tanai, it seems, to get Malchus. For Lysana, let's say, for the Sheker or for whatever, Magush Barhut Gamalkus, Rambam says it has to be that you Mashiach the Rasha. So last week, we want to suggest that although we put many rais in Rabban, that in order to get Gamalkus for Magush Machalutza, it's due because Magal and Lysana, but that's not Magal and Lysana, it qualifies Lysana, that if you say Eid HaShekher, Ba'ayfin, you say Eid HaShekher, Ba'ayfin, that it's going to imashir somebody, then you say, that's not for Eid HaShekher, it has to be Eid HaShekher, it's Mashiach, we said over and over again, 100 times. The Rambam would want to say maybe not like that, because the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says that it's the Einish Veid HaShekher. That's what we're suggesting, that maybe there's a machlokes. But for the Rambam, it's not that you get the Malkus is for Eid HaShekher alone, without the Tanai, that Eid HaShekher being Marshia, Eid HaShekher. That's what we suggested last week. For this Rambam, it's not like that. Here the Rambam says, Eid M'sheid Alecha, this is our halacha. Mershiuhu Resha She'ein Boi. Yeah, like Malchus like Chimisa. Otherwise, you won't get Malchus anyway. Vachar Chuzmu, I really like him. Afi Shleizom Malach, I say Zeh. Vloilchai Mimamah. The Rambam says though that you're Mashiach the Rosh. Where's Rambam coming from? Obviously, he's coming from that Vitzdik was Megal and Lesana. But still, even the Rambam says in the same mitzvahs that it's because of Eid HaShekher. So the Rambam also says Megal and Lesana. Yeah. But yet the Rambam says it's not just Eid HaShekher, Harei, because that's Mislash Ha'Maisa. El Ma'Vitzdiku is Megala, says the Rambam, Vitzdiku is on Megala, insofar, Vivayt, that will work with Vivayt, that there's a Vitzdiku, that there's a Rishu as a Rasha, and then there's a subsequent Vitzdiku as a Tzaddik, Rishu as a Tzaddik, and then the subsequent, you're saying things right, then you get Malchus. But it has to be that you're Mashiach the Tzaddik. That's the Chaira, clear in the Rambam, not like I was saying last week. So the Rambam, if you put this Rambam together with Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, then Betzim come out the same thing that we said in the Rambam. Okay, so you have to go back and rethink about Ben Chalutza, but I'm not going to do that right now. He'll let you. So anyway, that's one thing I just wanted to remember on what I said last week shot in the Rambam. All I had was Sefer Mitzvahs, then maybe in a Chanami. But once I have this Rambam and it tells me in my head, you need a Shias Rasha, then in Lechar is exactly Ramban, then in a Chanami. He's talking Malchus because of Eid HaShekher, but it's only as I Eid HaShekher that's be Mashiach the Rasha, and that's Luma from Bitzdikos Etzad.
Is that enough? We still need a Malchus. Need to get
something out. That's how she was a Rasha, right. Okay, that's my whole point. Ram says you need
Ram needs an extra step.
You need that. The Ram also needs the extra step. That's what I'm saying. Ram says she was a Rasha. Ram says you're Shia Rasha, Shayla. You're Shia Rasha, you're Mashiach. Okay, so that's just one point.
He says that you're being
Mashiach, Malchus
will be
born. But you're Mashiach something, which is not, you're Mashiach, it's not that. But you're Mashiach something. You're Mashiach something, which is not that. But you're Mashiach.
I mean, like what?
Ben Gush Machlutza. on what? Maybe we're machlutza. He doesn't say you were machlutza. He's your machine. Something which is not malchus. Previously, he's mashmiduni machine. Top. Okay, I don't want to like mash on this point. There's a lot to do. Okay. Now, back to Taisis. So again, Taisis. Taisis has a problem that he says that. Yeah, the Eidim are made and the Gush Mechlutza, the Eidim is Chal. Hoch Yoemis, Taisa says. Hoch Yoemis. Mashma, we discussed last week, they had Tzad, maybe not. He has to like reinforce that. Hoch Yoemis. So, and we talk about this. So last week we said, what was the half meaning and not like that? So how many was, and even the Mishnah says it gets Malchus. Terence says you could have thought it maybe gets Malchus, even though his aid is not Miskabel. That's Mashmoyis of that part of Taisus. Yeah. Taisus has Kasha. It's Eid Shadio Chazima. Right? So therefore, why is aid accepted on that guy's Mengush Mechlutza? Taisus speaks out, parenthetically, Bahachio Emes. It's Taka like that, that aid is accepted. Now, Mithais is like, had a Havamina, Mithais had to reinforce it, and Mithil had a Havamina, that maybe Echonami, maybe Zeshel, maybe who said anyway that he's accepted? Misha says that they gets Malchus, if they is not accepted, so why is he getting Malchus? Well, what was Mithais like, Kila Havamina, what was that was Maya's problem last week. So I said, then no, maybe Mithais is held, and even, maybe Mithais is held, that shayach that it's tak eidish shiadu achlazimam and the eidish tak won't be accepted, but still you get malchus. That's what I suggested last week to Meyer. There was a havmin taisis. He said no, myself leave the emes. The eidish is accepted. Taisis said, but there was a havmin. The even the mission says that the eidish benegushim benegushim get malchus. From there, it wasn't muchach. It wasn't like poshu without even they have to speak it out that the eidish is accepted. The tzad to say that even though it's yet is not accepted, maybe get malchus for leisana. That's what I suggested. Now, and I said then that the reason why I was suggesting such a thing, you know, her misvara. If Yeh is not accepted, then it's not Eidus B'chal, so we are Lissana. For example, I mean, the will be the din, you're a apostle aid, yeah? Someone's a apostle, carve apostle, yeah? Two Eidim come to Bezdin, Reuven killed Shimon. Bezdin accepted Eidus, and that, then so one of the whole son was his bar, one of them is the guy's brother, yeah? Right? Eidus is both, yeah? So the question is, do they get Malchus for Lissana? They lied at the end of their names, whatever. They lied. Yeah? Did they get Malchus for Isana? Huh? Pashtis is not an Eid B'chlal. There's never Shem Eid. Yeah? Wait. For example, the Madam, Meschina, McVeigar, Dan, that even, Craig and Meschina both Dan, that even if let's say you Makabal a car of an apostle, yeah? You can Makabal a car of an apostle. You accept that, accept their Eidus. Yeah, even the apostle can accept the raiders. So even then, there's no din. You're not even lisana. So to Krager, why? Because the lisana aid. He doesn't have a shem aid. Now, even though they're makabel doesn't give them a shem aid. That's the game. That's the game of carbon shvur. Yeah, that echad. Has Eidus and he doesn't he's not made, it's been carbon shvur. So they're also, but he has to have a shem eid. So even if they were a car apostle, the mashbiim, yeah, that he didn't have Eidus, but and even with a car apostle and they accepted him, we say that there's no carbon shvur, yeah, because he's not an eid, doesn't have a shem eid. You know, you accept him as an Eidus, but he's not, doesn't have a shem eid.
How do we see that become an Eidus though?
In such a case. But if they would, hypothetically.
They won't just do anything. Yeah.
It works. If they're Makabal Aid, then the Aid is accepted. They could be Makabal Aid. But I said that the Halachi could be Makabal Aid. Except, there's a Halachi could be Makabal Aid. It works. Okay? You can be down exactly what lamas is, maybe that's no dish. I don't want to get into that. You can clarify the mash of them, or you're not being accepting upon yourself. Maybe that's good for telling you whether or not Hashem.
We can give an onesh based on the Seders.
Yes. You accept the Eidus, but it says Rukveigah Mechaschinuch. But Ma'ase doesn't have Hashem aid. Doesn't have Hashem aid. So Mele is not coming. Who aid? By Karbon Shvur. He doesn't have Hashem aid. So Mele is not coming. Shvur. And Mele they say also Mechaschinuch. It's Mislam Nai. Also says there's no. He comes out. He's done. But he comes out. I think more that he's not. That there's no Lesan either, because you don't have Hashem aid, even though your aid is accepted. Yeah. But Kolshkin, when it's not accepted, you don't have Hashem aid.
You mean initially that the Kriven Psulman accept them? Is that what I'm saying?
Let's see, we didn't know. Yeah, even in a case where the litigants were makabal upon themselves, they does. That's what they're talking about. Or you declare a case, well, you didn't know, whatever. But Akbam, they're saying it even if you're makabal with aid is accepted, the Kolshkin with aid is not accepted, there's no lesson. Okay? The Shail is, what about. In a case where it's not a problem with etzem eidus, it's a problem where it's eidus she'at b'chazima, which is what Tais is talking about. Do we say over there also that it doesn't have a shem eid? Or no, it has a shem eid, except my say eid is not accepted. So it could be, maybe there is a lisana, maybe get malchus for lisana. That's the question.
If it's shem eid, but they're not saying eidus.
No, I was thinking, it's just not accepted. They were made falsely.
Best not to listen to it. Is Eidus there to just say it, or best not to listen to what they're saying?
Hold Achlis, that's all part of Shaila. Is it Shaila to say that there's Lysan?
I'm not hearing you, Bezdin. Just don't wait on
the listen now.
See how it ever happened. That Bezdin started listening. Why did Bezdin ever start listening to them? Well, they just spit it out against that Bezdin as well. Bezdin told them to be quiet.
I don't know. Kashmir. But okay. So again, but Ma'is is Dig and Taisus. The Dig and Taisus. Yeah, you're right. All this is huge chiddush. The Zichr Pasha is not there. Okay, let's get this straight. About the Pasha says that you're not always son because you're not accepted. It's not always son. That Zichr Pasha is. Shaila is Taisus saying not like that. So the first place we see in Taisus is the fact that Taisus has to speak out. The Hochi Emes. Smashmut is a son to say that even the Mishnah getting Malchus still maybe it's Shadchuzim is not accepted. Because Mashmoyis Taisus like that. That's in the beginning. It's Mashmoyis Taisus. Later on, it's come out, it's more, it's maybe beferish. Okay? So Taisus asked the Kasha, so why is he accepted Bechal? Taisus answered, Kim Lokan Av Kasha Zamam, as we discussed Berichas last week, that, as we explained Taisus, Api Al Bederach Rabban, that the reason why you need Yochel Azima, is kafi, what's mashmois in the second earth, but now today we'll see it inside, that you need to be kind the krok of the chsiv.
Is there a bell?
No. That's Taisus. Hapiderach Ramban, and what the side of the iser of what the malchus of Ben Grush Mechlutz is. And I'll be what's Mavur later in Taisus. The side of why you need Yochel Azimam is because you need to be kind krok of the chsiv. You need to be kind krok of the chsiv. In the parasha, you have Eidus. There's a parasha of Azama, so we need the ability to mekayim Azama. So Meila, if you can't mekayim Azama, it's a problem. So Meila, then the Shaila is giving the guy Malchus. Is that enough of being mekayim Krat Kedichsev? And that Taisa says that since the Malchus is because. The fact that you babble the guy, even the Malchus is because Rashi was a tzaddik, like Rabban says, it. Here's where Rabban comes in, Shemi. That the Malchus, and now we're saying I'm also, the Malchus is, the Malchus of Ben Gush Bechlutza is also for the Mashiach a tzaddik. Ein the Sheker, that's Mashiach, let's put it that way, that Nusuch. So then, it says, have a Shapir, at the Yochel Azim, I'm sorry, have a Kashazama, meaning you have the Indian of Kashazama. Yeah, you know, it's not quite Kashas Amam, you have the Inyan of Kashas Amam, and therefore it's called enough Kedichsev. It's enough that there is a keem of the parasha of Kashas Amam because you have the Inyan of Kashas Amam. Amela, it's not a problem of Edus Shiad Yachazim. It's called Yachazimam because they're going to get Malkus, which is the same, doing the idea of Kasha Zama. Now, Grada, that was the Nusch we said last week. There are some Achrayim that learn a little differently, and I believe the Stipe learns like that way, the others, that not the Pshat like I was saying, that Pshat is that it's doing the same thing that Kasha Zama does. It's the same idea of Kasha Zama. Rather, that Vitzdiku is different Nusch. That Vitzdiku tells me that we can't do the regular Kasha Zama. So then the Malkus is B'mkam Kasha Zama. I mean, then the Malkus is an Eifin of Kasha Zama. The Malkus is the Malkus is instead of Kasha Zama. The Torah wants it should be Kasha Zama. The Torah says over here, the Malkus is instead of Kasha Zama. One second. The Malkus is instead of Kasha Zama.
It's own ownership of Malkus.
But the Torah is saying this is instead. This is instead of Kasha Zama.
And fills void of the Kasha Zama left?
It's instead of Kasha Zama. We can't give you Kasha Zama, so we'll give you this instead. But
it's not Kima Kasha Zama.
So maybe that's what this means is Kima Kasha Zama.
Having is Benakum.
Either way, that I didn't say that this pshat is better than my pshat. No one's going to explain those words. Have a Kasha Zama. It's not Kasha Zama. It's not Kasha Zama. So no matter what you can do, there's no way you can explain those words. Okay? Fine. So that's another Mahalach in the Achrayinu. Which Pashas is not so Gishmak Lefitayis in Avdalah that says that Vitzdikus Megal and Leisana. Fizeh, there's no really point in Megal and Leisana. But care, Vitzdikus was saying that it's not Megal and Leisana. It's just that what's the Megal and Leisana? Leisana is Lav Shem Ma'is. Leisana is not out of the picture. Vitzdikus is Megal and Vitzdikus. Yeah, Vitzdiku is Megal and Vitzdiku. They get Malkus, so you could say it. Kaim catches Amam. But then Lechayra, Lysana doesn't really fit in over here. So that's why this Mahalach is not so Gishmak in Taisus. Well,
all these Mahalachim we're giving on Ezra of Taisus, is it Shtim with Taisus still holding for the half meaning that we dealt with earlier, just becoming
a Taisus? We'll get to that. I was waiting for that. So, no, you're right. That's a, okay. Now, fine. That's his text. Then he says, Kasha, okay, my con perke baikin, have Edinar Masa. The evil and mikdala. Even the inner mikdali, Mishnah Ishkhaim Layma, Laisa Baila Banu, Vahavle Ed the Shetach Lazima, Gemara says. Why? Because they can say Laisa Baila Banu. My comer, Hamachal Makaim Laikin. Yeah? Tais says, "Mechol Malkim Laikin." Now, Tais seems to be saying that as a given fact, "Mechol Malkim Laikin," and if you're telling me that Malkus is enough that it should be considered Eidus Shadiach Lazimam, yeah, getting Malkus is enough, however you want to say it, but getting Eidus is enough that it should be Yachal Lazimam. Then, okay, but Eidus Nairam Rasa, who cares if they're not going to get killed? Hare, they are getting Malkus. Tais says. They are getting Malkus, Taisus says. So if Taisus has a problem, and if there should be Yachal Zim, we should accept their Eidus. And that Taisus answers, and no, even though Malkus is enough, Yachal Zimam, that's when by Ben Gush Mechalutza, but not by Misa. Kima shebol chay v'misa v'zomu l'largus and nefesh v'mekayim kasha zomam b'malkus v'bedik siv nefesh b'nefesh v'zeres kosev that it should be psakim of kasha zomam has to be by misa has to be nefesh b'nefesh v'chosho chazim b'malkus v'hocha shalakim en el l'shavi b'gush mechalutza v'lechakim la'abalma. Pashti means, you know, the Dura Voida as a Chol is only a lav. So therefore, with the Eidus is not negaya. The Eidus is not negaya more than Malkus. So Meila, Kimishalaku Chosh Mishap Eidus Shadiach Lazima. Good, so you have the Chonera ass over here. I'll heard they do, if they did avoid in Shabbos, then they'll be chayiv misa. It isn't negaya to misa.
They
have to do it in Shabbos. Isn't negaya to misa? Okay, we can answer kasha.
It's nachal Shabbos.
But it's only because of their Eidus. Their Eidus is negaya to misa, and if they go to do the avoid also, not for the Eidus.
It's making bad masa for Shabbos.
Okay, so. So there is Chilul Shabbos. Al Kaponim, Stasi says that Malkus, in regard to Misa, is not considered Yochel Azimam. Then we spoke right last week that Ritva, Stasi says, it seems to be a Kassim, Nefesh Benefesh. Ritva says, because Malkus, Malkus Misa, is nothing. Malkus is nothing. That's why it's not a kiyum of kashizam. It's not called yachla zimam. Malkus klape misa. It's a svara. Teres seems to have a pasuk. Nafmina might be taka, as I remember Mitzin said that the nafmina would be l'chayro. What's the din l'gabe mammon? What's the din by mammon? Yeah. What's the din by mammon? Would Malkus be a kiyum of kashizamam, so to speak, or makes yachlas in a case where, for whatever reason, you can't get the mammon? Yeah, we can't get the mammon for some reason. What's going to be the din? Lagabe, would we say the Malkus, would that make yachlas imam? Would the Malkus make yachlas imam? If you say Lefi Toisviz, he has his Josh and his Nefesh B'Nefesh. So the same Josh, he has Nefesh B'Nefesh. In the same parish, it says Yad B'Yad. Yeah? The same pasuk that says Nefesh B'Nefesh says Yad B'Yad. So therefore, if Toisviz is saying it has to be tit for tat, yeah? So then, just like, and it's not a question of the Chaymer Indian, yeah? Has to be Nefesh B'Nefesh. Or Malkus be Malkus. But if it's Samael Chayra, Malkus and Mammon is also not the same thing. Maybe. Shane coined to Ritva with the Shaila, just a Shaila of a Sephara. And Malkus be Malkus Misa is nothing, and that's why it's not called, it's not a Kim, it's not called Yachla Zima. But Malkus be Malkus Mammon is certainly quite formidable. So, Malkus, if it's just a Sephara, then Adra, Malkus is more than Mammon. Yeah, Malkus is more than Mammon. So if Malkus makes it the kiyum of Yochel Azimam, then even when you be Mechayim Mammon, it's also. And God isn't okay. We'll see soon. We'll leave now. When we see the gate of that Shita in Baba Kama. But before we go back there, so now, so when Tarsus asked the Kasha, Taisa said that by case, why is it Yochel Azimam Mechol Mokim Loikin? Yeah. Now it sounds like in Taisa, that's a given fact. He doesn't say we should give them Malkus, and if we'll give them Malkus, then it should be Yochel Azimam, and maybe they should get killed. He doesn't say that. Benam Rosh should get killed. He doesn't say that. He says Mechom Mokim Loikin, and therefore it's Yachla Zima. It's Mashma that it was a given fact that Mechom Mokim Loikin. That means that even though, truth to tell, it's Eidus Shiyat Yachla Zima, that's what the Gemara says, Eidus Shiyat Yachla Zima, still Tosfos is saying that Mechom Mokim Loikin. Mechom Mokim Loikin.
It's still
Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azimam. It's Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azimam. We're not accepting, we're not going to kill her.
Despite the fact that
we're not going to kill her. Still, they get Malkus because they're the Sheker. He didn't say that. It's true.
Re'emes.
He didn't say you see it from the Mishnah. It's true. Lemais, it's true. You don't see it from the Mishnah. But it's true. Lemais, it's true.
What was he saying in the beginning? Why do you see the Hakiyuan? Why do you see
it? Because you don't see it. He said you don't. It's true. Lemais, it's true. How does he know it? He doesn't need it. Because if it's not accepted, then it isn't a kasha.
He's saying it's accepted.
He's accepted. Now, what was it? He had to speak it out that it's accepted. Now you ask him, how does he know it was accepted? Say it. But he didn't say he knows it from the Mishnah. You ask him, I heard it's Pashit from the Mishnah. He says, it's not Pashit from the Mishnah. Now, how does he know? I don't know how he knows it. So then, the Fizek, this part of Taiz is saying, like I was Madagin Taiz before, yeah, that it was really, whatever, it came out from the dig, from Mari's question before, then that Taiz is saying that even though Alibid Emes is Eidah Shiat Yachal Azimam, still you get Malkus. And that was his Kashim Cain, the Malkus should turn it around and make Yachal Azimam, and then he answers that it doesn't do that. That means Tais is saying you get Malkus, even though it's yet the Achlazima. You get Malkus Laisana. It means you're ever Laisana. Even though the Eidus is not going to accept it.
What's the name?
What? Mechom Mokim Leikin. It doesn't say they should be, it doesn't ask that they should get Malkus and they should be Achal Zimam. He says, Mechol Mokim Lakin. It's a stated fact. Mechol Mokim Lakin. It doesn't sound like this is only in the half meaning of his Kasha, but once he answers that it's not going to help to be Achal Zimam, merely not get Malkus either because it's the aid is not accepted. It's Mashma, then you do that Malkus. Amaisa. Rabbi Lani showed me that's the Beis Halevi. Lemaisa learns Taisus. Beis Halevi learns Taisus like that. Because the Beis Halevi is coming, it's interesting, the Kuach, with the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says, Eidik Dushin Shomru, Sheinim Yoidim Azman, Sheneskacha. Wait, there's nus, less ish labayla. Yeah? So he's saying, there was, you know, even though they don't know the times, they know it's Eidus, she had the Yachal Azimam. It's Eidus, she had the Yachal Azimam. Because if they don't know, they're not saying the time, then there's no way that you could be mazim them and say Manu Yisem if they're not saying the time. So what's the Yudu want? So he's saying that, what is the Yudu saying? That since the Ma'isa, Eide is Nus, yeah? Eide Kedushin, you can't be Mekayim Kashlam anyway. Right? Their wives, they're made on a woman that was Mazana, their wives don't become Saitas. Right? What? Their wives don't become. Wives that Yishlah. But anyway, the point is Pasha trap. No, you just told me. You told me this morning, Hoshul Torah, that because it's not on them.
They can't.
The psait is on her, not on them.
That was because why they can't.
That,
but the wives.
That's why the wives don't become Asa, because the psak. They're not being fine. They're not being. The Kazam is on them, not on their wives. No.
Okay.
Make them
also to
their wife.
But by sight, the wives come also to them. They don't come also to their wives. They're not also to their wives. That's in the book. Fine. Okay, I don't want to get. The point is, bottom line, yeah? Ede Saita, there are nimtz zaymimim, their wives don't become also. Okay? Pashna has been what we just said because there be men that she becomes a Saita and they can't make the wives Saitas, and this is not on the husband of the Saita, it's on her. Fine. Point is, male is edus shiatiyachol is edus. Anyway, it's edus shiatiyachol azima, right? So male. I guess that would be, you know, the feed is the second teretz that when it's not shayach edus shiatiyachol azima, there's only feed shiatiyachol azima. Male says my biyuda, then for that matter, doesn't make a difference if they don't say the time. Because anyway, it's edus shiatiyachol azima. Yeah, Elma, you don't need the yachlazima because it's not shy. Right? But Mela, there's no point. There's no need of the say the time because it doesn't need yachlazima. That's an idea of this chiddush. Malka chiddush. Eidus sech, eidus dushin. Right? Don't need the aid. Don't need to say what time it happened. Huge chiddush. Meis Levi says this makes a huge mechaber. I guess chiddush like this, no one ever said it, and therefore. He's mefalpel to ask kashas. So one of the kashas he asks is from our taisus. Because he says, even though it's eid shiatiyachol azimam, yeah, but maisa, it's going to be geya to malchus. It's going to be the Malkus. It means our Tysus. The Chainu B'Tysus. Gabedi Naim Rasa. The Enim Ner Ogin. Kasa Tysus. The Mhuz Mulaike. Mishum Etzdiku. Not many edus. The lack of b'chiyuv and kashas amam. Yesh b'chiyuv. So Meili says, l'chayra, l'gabi the malchus, you need l'gabi the malchus. What's the whole thing? Why you need yachol azima? You have to mekayim the krav of sit. So Meili, since it's still negated to malchus. Yeah, since it's still Taisus by Eidim Rasa, he quotes Taisus as a fact. Eidim Rasa is Malchus. He doesn't say it's the Habmi Taisus Kasha. Yeah, he quotes Taisus as a fact. You need Malchus. Just that's the way he quotes Taisus. Yeah, his Taisus is Malchus.
He says
Gemara.
It's like where
it's saying
you get Malchus.
It's a Gemara that you get Malchus by Eidim Rasa.
No, the Gemara says that you don't. Gemara means no mention of Malchus.
The Gemara, there's no Gemara one way, there's no Gemara the other way. The question is there a Taisus? There's no Gemara one way, there's no Gemara the other way. The question is there a Taisus or not? Yeah? Basically, he says there's a Taisus. Okay? Taisus says, get Malchus.
He says, Malchus.
Taisus says, Chomachim like him, what?
It's Malchus.
No. Not in the Chayashbin, because.
Why?
Because the case of Nayib Yuda, the Eidus is accepted. It's not the case of Nayib Yuda, the Eidus is accepted. Maisa. No one says the Eidus. The Nayib doesn't say that Eidus. Pashto Nayib is going with his secondary Taisus. This is not Shaykh Yachlazim, you don't need Yachlazim. The Eidus is accepted. The saying you don't need Yachlazim, male, you don't need Yachlazim of the time. So it's not from his kasha. It's from the way he called Taisus. He called Taisus. What's he calling Taisus? No such Taisus. No such Taisus. According to Rav Shurgin, no such Taisus.
When there is Bavrach,
what?
When there is Bavrach, there's a question. He also thought
of
the theoretical case
that you
can want. Not that they're getting
one. The way the Rav quoted Taisus? First, okay. That doesn't mean anything. But I don't remember that. The Rav says only that you should get. Could be. Say it. Fine. I'm no Taisus. Not like that. So, that's his kasha Nayib Yehuda. Yeah, that Lagabe getting Malchus, you also need to be in a Krog and Siv. If part of the parasha is mistikus, if part of the parasha you can get Malchus, yeah, part of the parasha you can get Malchus, and in order to get Malchus, for sure you need to save the time. You're not going to get Malchus unless you use them, right? You're not going to get Malchus unless you use them. One second. What?
There's other cases of
I'm talking about this case. I know you want. I'm talking
about
this case.
Why by Kashasama? By Eidazim? You could have other cases of being proven
wrong. What does that do anything?
What is it at the time? So
it's all the parasha of Azama. The point is, that's Gash and Ibut. So Mela, you should need the Eid Kedushin, the Eid is Nus, you think. Should have to say the time in order to belt the Mekayim, the Malkus. Come on, but that's what's the Gaita and Ibut. What's the Gaita to us is the Chari, you see clearly, based on Levi, learns Pshat in Taizvis, the Almaisa, the Maisa Gay Malkus. Lamaisa Gay Malkus.
He learned from Baha'u'llah when he came up.
Yes, he quotes those words of Tarsus. Now, so, yeah. So even though Chayyab B'Yisur Evan says that by Kravim there's no Isana, but, so Chayyab, you have to Machal between Kravim and Eid Shidduch Al-Zima. Yeah?
Have you seen that Kravim?
A Kharib is not only son. Ashtis. In our shame aid. But Eish Yach Zimam has a shame aid. And therefore, Shayach Laisana.
So, who says that?
Tais says that. No, Tais doesn't say it. But if you want a Neman of the Akhrainim say it, but a Kharib, maybe it's Shayach to Mechal. I just said. Because Kharib doesn't have a shame aid. That's what the Akhrainim speak out. Kharib doesn't have a shame aid, even the Mechal, but doesn't have a shame aid. Yeah, Eish Yachzim is not a psul in the Kabbalah's Eidus. It's not a psul in the Etzim Eidus. Eidus Shiyad Yachzim is not a psul in the Etzim Eidus. It's a psul in the Kabbalah's Eidus. That's what I was thinking the same time. So then Rav Lang told me that Raturski mentioned once a Dvar Avram that's Mesupik. What's it then if you have a Gabi Nimzecha Memkar of Apostle? Pashal Gabi Nalacha, that if you have a lot of Eidus and Nimzecha Memkar of Apostle, you do some potato. One pasul pass all the eidus. What if nimtza that one of them was eidus shiyadoch hazima? Yeah, is going to pass the rest of the eidus? The Brahman was mesupik about it. So you see that that's the Dvar Avram. The mesupik whether by din the nimtza echad kari pass the eidus, does that apply by eidus shiyadoch hazima? So that might have to do with the shayla that we're discussing, and maybe we see a kabbalah on the side. Eidus shiyadoch hazima might be better, different, better than apostle. Mele could be over here. Will be and make it worse. That legabe getting malchus, maybe that might be they actually even get malchus. Now, I. I might want to know does this stem with what we're saying in Taisu is that the king of Kasha Zamam it's not just the Malkus Magusha Chalutza is not just for Eid Sheker. Taisu is saying that it's the king of Kasha Zamam, right? So if I'm saying that they're getting Malkus, even though they're not accepted, they're getting Malkus because of the Sheker. Right? So, but that, how could that, the Torah is saying that's a Kim of Kash Zama, it's not just the Sheker. So then if it's not accepted, then if the A is not accepted, it's the Yadol Chazimam, and then what's that saying that you're getting Malkus anyway? Then what's that saying that it's Kim of Kajzama? So the Chayr is not fair. I mean, it might depend whether the Tunis Chayr that we said, whether it's a Kim of Kajzama Taka, or it's just Bimkan Kajzama, the Hainu, that. Since it's for what you tried to do, the Hainu. If the Einish, if we're saying like we said last week, Apidera Haramban, that the Vitzdiku, we said maybe the Rambam, Vitzdiku's Megala, that you get Malkus for Eid Sheker when you tried to bavle the guy, yeah. Now last week punkt, we got to say you need a Gemara then also. with that's Ramban. Maybe that there's Tanya Ramban in the Muhammad's. That could be that it has to be like Kasha Zaman, like real Azama, that there was a Gemara then, in order to get Malchus. Not enough for the intent, it has to be that your intent fear is to a certain extent, at least it got to the Gemara then. We said it wasn't Mochach, but we said that could be the Pashtus, and that is Meduig and Rabban and the Muhammad's like that. But it's not Mochach. Even then we didn't say it's Mochach. Even then we didn't say it's Mochach, you need a Gemara then. We said, if the night was far, that there has to be a Maisa, then you need a Gemara then. But we said then, now, Fina Svara, that we've been working with Ramban, and the side of why it's Kasha Zaman is because it's getting an Einish like Kasha Zaman, which is Einish for what you try to do. So Ken Zain, even though Maisa A is not accepted, you tried to pass the person. So Mela, you tried to go against the person. So Mela Chayach to say that it's a kiyum of Kasha Zama. In that should be considered Yachal Azima.
Even though he never ended up
right, because again, because if the idea is that you be mashir tzad, it's for the what you tried to ba'avla the guy. Look,
he didn't even get to step one of having the
edus that
got. So
would be
the kind
kashas zomam
is
never
having even.
So, again, it's not kashas zomam. So you don't necessarily need the tenoyim of kashas zomam. Is it the shayla nachrayim whether you need gemara din for megush mechalutza? Shayla nachrayim. There's no gemara. The gemara by what's name? By Golas, Firashi. There's no gemara by megush mechalutza. You need gemara din. The chayim are mesupik about it. So there's mesupik about it.
They're going even with the
time
that the
Malkus. I don't know what they're going in. That doesn't make the obviously they were whatever. I'm just being so. See, last week we said a mistaber is you need like Hazama that you need the Gemara then. I still think it's a mistaber like that. I'm not falling off of that. I still think it's a mistaber if either Ban without if Taisa didn't make trouble for me, I would have said about you need the Gemara then. Yeah, but if Taisa is telling me again. You want to just forget about the whole dig in the two places, then okay, there's nothing to talk about. But if we have a dig in Taisus, and the Beis Halevi learns that way in Taisus. He seems to learn that way in Taisus. The Almighty get Malchus, and that's Lashon Taisus. Yeah? So in order to make that stem with what we're saying in Taisus, that's the King of Kashas Amam. You have to walk between raindrops over here and say that's enough.
But then when you have Kravim, then it's not
going to be. Kravim is different. Kravim is not an Eid Bechal.
They still try to do it.
Kravim is not an Eid Bechal. Kravim is not an Eid Bechal. Kravim is not an Eid Bechal. Okay. So you're asking right in the whole thing. Okay, you're not asking this right now. You're asking the only one you asked before already. You want Mechal to say anything more now? Now, so there is a difficulty in Minebe and Taisus Teretz. And Taisus, again, the case is we don't kill them. We don't kill her because we say they could always say Lois Abayil upon her. Yeah, and the Taisus answers Kimmich Bo Bo in Lachayiv and Misa Mizamul Argus and Nefesh Loim Mekayim Kashazam and Malchus because there's Nefesh but Nefesh. Yeah, in order that you consider a get of Kashazamam as Yachal Azimam, you need Nefesh but Nefesh. Why? Because Zamamu Largus and Nefesh. Right. So here Lachayra. This has to do with the question that I was asking last week. And before Taisa said, we say, Lois Abayil upon him, right? The reason why we don't kill her is we say lo yisam ba'al bana. We say maybe they didn't come to kill her. And now we're saying, and since they came to kill her, yeah, zamul harga. Therefore, you need there should be a kashizam as tit for tat nefesh benefesh. But they're not coming. They didn't come to kill her, right? We didn't come to kill her. They came. She's not being killed. We say they came by Shabbat. They can always say by Shabbat.
He's not saying the Aedes. The Aedes not going to kill it.
The Aedes about the will kill.
Right.
Because it's talking about what? Because the Ma'aseh, we know that you know that she's Mazana. The question is, though, is there a Zamam? Is there a Zamam to kill? Yeah. So forget about the words of Tysus. Okay? Forget about the words of Tysus. Not that funny. Forget about the words of Tysus. Yeah? Tysus says, Zamul Aragus and Efesh. Yeah? And before it says, Lois Baal. But even the concept of Tysus, yeah? So then Tysus says, okay, since the Maestro, she's going to get killed, so you have to be able to get killed also. But if. But let's go back into the Havan of Taisus. We're learning in Taisus the whole time. That the side of why it's considered Bechal Kim of Kash Zamam is because the Einish is what you tried to do. Yeah? So then you have a problem. Because if we're saying leave the emet, if we're saying that they didn't try, they didn't come to kill. Yeah, she's going to get killed. But if we're saying Pshat is the reason why we're not killing her is because they didn't necessarily come to kill her. So why should there be a Tanai that should be considered Yachal Azimam that they're going to get killed? Because already we're not. Again, because if everything is told, if the Yisrael of Taisus is why Bechal getting Malkus, yeah, is called Yachal Azimam, is because it's Einish what you tried to do, yeah. So if what they tried to do was Lois Abayla and not killing, then who cares if a mice is going to get killed? And in order to be considered a kiyum of kashizamam, it has to be nefesh benefesh. Why? If we're handling what they tried to do, the reason why Bechlal it's even considered a kiyum of kashizamam is because we're handling that they're being punished for what they tried to do. So then, if we're saying that they didn't try to kill her, just that inadvertently she's going to get killed, but they didn't try to kill her. So if we're saying that the reason why Bechal is considered Kasha Zamam, the reason why Bechal is considered king of Kasha Zamam, is because it's an onion of what they tried to do, she was a tzaddik, yeah, then they tried to babble, yeah. So then let's look at what they tried to do, not what actually happened. If Taisus is Taka saying that it's a Kasha Zamam, so then Taisus could be saying that you can't say that this is a Psakim of Kasha Zamam because she's getting killed, and you're not getting killed. Nefesh benefesh. But if Taiz didn't mean that it's mamish kiyum of kasha zamam, yeah, it's not mamish kiyum of kasha zamam. If you look like the second nusach I said today, that the Taiz is kasha zamam, taka means it's kiyum kasha zamam. And mitzniku is an oifim. We can't do the regular kasha zamam. This is the kasha zamam. So then maybe it's a little easier. Then it's a little better in Taizus. Yeah. Maybe it's a little better in Taisus because since Lamaisa she's getting killed, yeah. So you can't say that Malkus became of what would have happened. Kashzama.
Not necessarily.
Okay, then you don't have to do my intention. But the way I was learning Taisus, the reason why Bechal considered Kashas Amma is because it's what they tried to do, that the Malkus is the punishment for what they tried to do, which is that, and that's what Kashas Amma is a punishment for what they tried to do. Yeah? And that's why Bechal, Malkus, and Begushas could be considered Yachal Azima, because it's an punishment for what they tried to do. That's why it's like Kashas Amma for what they tried to do. So then, over here, if they didn't try to kill, even though technically she's going to be killed because now we have Ezra Shiv Mzana, it has nothing to do with them, it has nothing to do with what they tried to do. So why should there be a Tanai of why should it be they have to get killed? That's a chayra, a shtuka problem.
Was
a shtuka problem,
what their intent was.
Unless you say that really, even though we say Loisa Bailabanu, that means technically we can't kill them. Technically we can't kill her because it's not Muchach. Yeah? It's not Muchach that they came to kill her. Yeah? But I'll leave them between me and you. The mice they came to kill her, yeah? But just technically, it's like a loophole. There's a loophole to say that we can't kill the Maisa because I'm sorry, we can't kill them because Loisa by the Banu. Technically, yeah. But Lagabe Yachal Azimam, we say Batsim, Zomu really the killer. The Maisa was there, Zomu the killer. But, so therefore, Lagabe. Different has to be that the kashrusam has to be in nefesh b'nefesh. Maybe mashenkin lagabe the mice, we can't kill them because there's a loophole. It's not mochach. But leave the emes taka. Between me and you, leave the emes. We're really naming on that they actually intended on killing you. Now, Perry's Messiah to the rush. Here's the sign to the Rosh Baba Kama, the sheep. So what's the Gemara talking about over there? Gemara's talking about over there with Adim. And the guy's Maidim. The guy's Maidim. Gemara. Guys, where is it? What? Here's the Gemara again. That's the Gemara. Since they're Maida, so it's probably the one that's discussed is the problem of Eishel Hazim. Yeah? I want to say it's Machlagis tonight. El Beishel Hazim Lazim Kabifli. Going to also Sadi. Vamri Leg and after. Vamalu Ganat Tabach, Machadi, me, Lord of Nathan. And Piney Plainy. You know, we're going to name the Zaymu. Vamma Pai Gana. Why is Eshel Chazima? Because they're Maida. Because they're Maida. That's the Gemara. So it's not the Rosh. Hikshut. Ram, whatever. Let me the plea you put the blood of Hashem Rabbanan. I'm sorry. Tag the Rosh, the Muhuzmal Mishalmi Midi, Kiva and the Ghana of Messiah. So they wouldn't have to pay. It's Eshel Hazima. And nearly the Kamarchain lay Loki, Alab lay Sana. The Loki, maybe Shapi at the Hazima, when we were Shrechlutza. Tag the Rosh is bothered. Our mission says, even they get Malkus. They get Malkus, when we were Shrechlutza. Yamalgam Bilushwoods and came, even though he's Maida, Lukhaira, he's Yamalgas. He's being Maida, Lagabe Tashlumin. Yeah, the Taida helps Lagabe Tashlumin. They don't have to pay, the Aiden don't have to pay him. He's Maida. Yeah? He's Maida he stole, so they have no, there's no, they don't have to pay. That's Lagabe Tashlumin. Lagabe Malkas. Lagabe Malkas. Chaira. Should be Yachal Azima. So there, nearly, the Chamoichin Loyloki, Alab Loysan. You have to say, they don't get Malkas Loysan either. That the Haidah is not only, doesn't only help for the Mammon, the Chaira, the Haidah helps for the Malkas as well. For the Malkas Loysana. If it didn't help, yeah, they're going to get Malkas. Then it's Yachal Zima. Like Ben Gush Mechalutza. So this Betzim needs a Hesber. Beth needs a Hesber. This Beth needs a Hesber. What's like a pshat? Why should you, why should I help the guy with Malkus? Why should I help the guy with Malkus? Thank you.